Let's start that again, shall we? Okay, rewind, okay? All right. We're going to go through these slides now. Can I get the slides up, please? And if we do have the remote by any chance, that will be very helpful. If not, that's okay. Okay, Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. It says, these 70 weeks are determined for your people and your holy city. 70 weeks are determined, okay, to do what? To finish transgression, to make end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, number 4, to bring in everlasting righteousness, 5, to seal up vision and prophecy, and anoint the most holy place. So we have these 70 weeks, and these 6 things must be accomplished, right? And that's the end. Next slide, it says, know therefore, and understand that going from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 6 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublesome times. Verse 26. And after 62 weeks, the Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. All right, verse 27. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he shall bring end of the sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. Okay, so we're going to try to unlock this as much as we can, okay? As much as we've studied from the book, from our pastors, and from Kevin Connor. We're going to look at the 70 weeks prophecy. And first of all, we need to see this in our minds. 70 weeks are determined until the end, right? Until Jesus returns. And he's going to accomplish all 6 things. It's been fulfilled by Christ, but there are still things that has to be experientially and fully fulfilled here on this earth. Hence, Jesus returns to fulfill that. Or it happens at his coming. But we first of all must see and understand something. 70 weeks. When he says 70 weeks, we must understand the word weeks means 7. 7. Just the number 7. So in literally, if we were to translate this in English, literally it would be 70 sevens. All right? However, as we know in the scriptures, the Jews or the people of God were saturated with this idea of number 7. For example, God created the creation, for example, tells us that God worked for 6 days, went through creation, and on the 7th day, he rested. So here we have this first concept of 7 being introduced right in the book of Genesis, right? Then we have the Sabbath. The Sabbath is 6 days of work, and the 7th day is a day of rest. So throughout scriptures, the people of God were saturated. The scriptures are saturated with the idea of 7. And so by looking at the word 77s, we need to determine what that 7 means. Are we talking about days, weeks, months, years, or millenniums? Okay, so let's quickly look at some examples to help us understand, and then we will say which one it is. So first of all, like I said, the Sabbath. 6 days of work, 7th day rest. Is that clear so far? So if I said 7 or a week, it means 7 days. How many days? 1 week would mean 7 days because it's the week of days. All right, got to make sure you're with me, all right? Otherwise, you'll get lost if you can't get this part, okay? This is your mathematics 101 right here, okay? Okay, 1 week, how many days? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay, better not do that because I don't have much time, okay? All right, the second thing is the week of weeks. Okay, and this is best understood in one of the feasts called the Feast of Pentecost. It's also known as the Feast of Weeks. And how does that work? Is they're supposed to count from the Feast of Passover, they're supposed to count 7 weeks or 7 Sabbaths. Because remember, one Sabbath is how many days? 7 days, right? So they got to wait 7 Sabbaths. In other words, 7 weeks. All right, so 7 weeks, how many days is that? 49, 7 times 7. Good. All right. Good. And not only that, they're supposed to wait for 7 weeks, and the day after that, which would be the 50th, remember, 49 plus 1, would be known as or would be celebrated as, that's the Feast of Pentecost or the Feast of Weeks. Okay, another example of the Feast of Month, for example, every 7th month we had the Feast of Tabernacles. Then another one we study in the book of Daniel is the week of years. And God instructed the people that every seventh year, you're supposed to let the land rest and do no work, no tilling, no nothing. Let the land rest for every seventh year. But, and the scripture says, and a lot of warnings were given in the book of Leviticus and all Old Testament, it says, if you do not do that, if you do not follow this law, I will cause the land to be desolate and you will be taken into captivity. And that is exactly that what happened when Daniel and all the rest were taken into captivity for 70 years, because for, now pay attention here, for 490 years, which means every seventh year, 70 times, which means 70 times 7, 490 years, every seventh year they failed to keep that law. Hence, they were taken into captivity for 70 years. And so this whole idea of Sabbath, seven, you can see it in the concepts of days, week, month, years, and even millenniums, all right, which we will get to in a moment. So when we talk about the book of Daniel, 70 weeks, what does the 70 weeks mean? Does it mean 77 days or 70 times 7 days, 70 times 7 of weeks, of months, or of years, all right? And the beauty of this prophecy is that history has proven that this prophecy is real. So by looking at the actual events of what has happened in history, we can put it together and the dates fall right into the right spots accurately and right on the dot, okay? And so it is seen that, hence, the week of years is the correct one. Therefore, 70 times 7 years is equal to 490 years. Everybody say 490 years. So when we're talking about 70 weeks, we're saying 490 years. All right? So now I'm going to put up a diagram here on the screen, okay? Okay, and we're going to talk about each little bit really quickly, and this is just going to be a summary, a quick summary, but there's this diagram on the screen, which is, okay, yeah, I forgot. I got that. Okay, all right, so okay, we've worked all of this out, right? Okay, this is the one I'm talking about here. So this is the timeline, okay? And can you see down the bottom here? Hopefully you've got weeks, 7 weeks, 62 weeks, half and half. So we've got all these here. Can you see the orange part there? Okay, the orange part. So you can see down in, okay, here. All right, can you see that now? Okay, good, great, good job. Thank you. Doing a very good job, Adrian. All right. Okay, so this is what I want you to quickly see. We've got 70 weeks, right? Can you see down the bottom? We've got 7 weeks, 62. So please help me out. 62 plus 7 is? 69. Half and half is? 1. 69 plus 1 is? 70. So the orange part is what we are talking about, the 70 weeks. Okay? Now, there's a little bit little, but if you convert that into years, it will be 7 times 7 is 49 years. 62 times 7 is 434 years. And half is 3.5 years each. Okay? So, so far, so good. Okay. This is my diagram here. So 49 years, 434 years, 3.5, if you do the math, it's 490 years. All right? Okay. So far, so good. Now, what we're going to do now, and obviously, there's a 1,000-year millennium here. So, okay, let's new heavens and the earth right there. Okay, amen. All right, let's quickly go through the actual book of Daniel now and see how that unfolds this really quickly, and we're going to make some conclusions after that. So let's go back by verse. It says, we know that 70 weeks are determined. Now let's break it down. The scripture says, know therefore and understand that from going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince. That means the beginning of the 70 weeks starts from the going of the command. What is that command? That command is, next please, Job. Okay, it's the decree of King Cyrus, okay? So we have this here. So if I go to the next one here, it's this part here. Look at that. From the going forth is from the beginning on the left, okay? There's a command, a decree that goes forth there, right? And it says, there shall be how many? 7 weeks and 62 weeks. So this is what this is here. 7 weeks and 62 weeks. And then it says, until Messiah the Prince. That means until Jesus appears. All right? Can you see that here? All right? There shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall shall be even in trouble some time. So that's when we look at the next verse here in a moment now. Okay? And then we look at after the 62 weeks, the Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end of it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. Okay? Now, then it says here, then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. Everybody say 1 week. 1 week means what now? 7 years. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. So this is what we're talking about here. So this he shall confirm a covenant, you're referring to Jesus. Because Jesus is the only one who can make an end of sacrifice. When he died on the cross, right, he made an end to sacrifice. He was the perfect sacrifice, and there can be no other sacrifice that can be ever offered to God for the redemption and salvation of mankind. So Jesus himself, in the middle of that week, came to put an end to sacrifice and offering. Which is how, now I've zoomed in into this timeline here. So if we have 1 week, which is 1 week is equal 7 years. So if I split it right in the middle with a cross there, we have got what? 3.5 years? 3.5 years. Together that's 7 years. Or half a week plus half a week means 1 week. So in the middle of that week, Jesus comes to make an end to sacrifice. So far we have this picture here, okay? All right, so this is what we're talking about here. So the 3.5 here. Can you see what I'm talking about here? So we saw the first picture here now. I've put it in context with the overall, with the whole rest. So can you see on the left-hand side where it's clear, where there's a light spotlight there? Okay, this is where Jesus appeared. And that when Jesus appeared on the scene, it was AD 26. That was on the day of his baptism. And it was during a time where the Holy Spirit came to him on him upon him as a dove. And he started out his ministry, public ministry. All right. And then we know that Jesus lived for 3.5 years, ministered on the earth, and then finally died on the cross and rose from the dead. So by looking at this graph right now, we know that 7 weeks have been passed, 62 weeks have been passed, that means 69 weeks. Half a week refers to the ministry of Jesus. That leaves us how many? That means 69 and a half has been completed. Therefore, leaving behind half a week, where does that come in and where does that fit into the picture? So this is where we put it right at the end, right before Jesus returns. And you can see in the middle here, there's a bit of a gap, okay? Can you see that there? But let's read that because it will explain why there's a gap in between. It says, on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, and even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. Okay? And can you see that on the wing of abomination? It means an overspreading. That means a stretch of time whereby there will be abominations. All right? So the rejection of his blood, wickedness, sin, hatred, all these kind of things. Like what we're actually seeing here, because the Bible actually likens the coming of Christ or those days prior to his return, like the days of Noah, sodomy, and all kinds of things, which we are seeing right before our eyes. Okay, one who makes desolate even until the consummation which is determined is poured on the desolate. So there's going to be an increase and increase and increase until it's so much and it consummates, it concludes or it climaxes into a judgment that is poured out upon the earth for 3.5 years, which is when that brings in the last 3.5 years. So there's a stretching of time, all right, until there's a judgment that gets poured out on the earth for 3.5 years during the reign of the Antichrist, then Jesus returns. Okay, this is what I'm talking about here. Okay, so let's look at this really quickly again. Okay, this is what we're talking here. So that verse we just read, the overspreading or the overspreading of abomination or on the wing of abomination is that section right there, which leaves out that bit out of the 70 weeks. Can you see that? So the orange part is part of the 70, and then you've got a gap here. This period of time is known as the church age. This period of time is where Jesus is building his church. This is the time where grace is made available so that man can be saved. Okay? So this is this period of time here. And at the same time, wickedness is on the increase, yet righteousness is also on the increase because God, in the midst of darkness, is rising and raising up his church and his body. Amen? Amen. So this is zoomed in with that final last week. Remember, 69 weeks have been passed. Half of week left here refers to the first coming, to the crucifixion. There's now left with 3.5. This 3.5 is known as the reign of the Antichrist, also known as the Great Tribulation. It's a time of gloom and darkness and judgment upon the earth. So it's a very, very, very scary moment, but for God's people, there is hope. We don't have to be afraid of these because God's going to make sure that those who are part of His true church, connected to Him, will be taken to a place of safety for those 3.5 years. So nothing to worry about there. Just be connected with Jesus. That's the whole point. Okay, so can you, hopefully now we've got the whole picture unfolded before us. Is that right? So can we see that? 69 weeks, half a week, 69 and a half, half a week yet to be completed. And we had to guess, let me see, can I put a light on this? This here. So if we were to maybe estimate, where are we here on this diagram? So obviously this part here has not yet happened, right? And this only happens when Jesus returns. 1,000-year reign on the earth. So we would be somewhere in between here, obviously, right? So where could we be? Could we be somewhere here, somewhere here? Or maybe we're, I'm going to guess, hell, my hands are trembling. With fear and trembling and walk in the fear of God. Look at that. Okay, so we're probably somewhere, I would say, whoa, I'm just trying to be accurate here. But anyway, here, somewhere right at the end. Okay, and we're going to see why we say this. But so far, is that clear, 70 weeks? So 70 weeks are determined, and this tells us of the coming of this Messiah. Both the first coming and the second coming. Okay, I'm going to have time. Okay, so now, finally, let me do this really quickly here. Now, the Bible tells us, I'm going to read, going to quote really quickly here, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 8. It says, "But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." Okay, so in God's mind, what is a day unto Him is like 1,000 years. Okay, so when we look at the days of Adam, from beginning right of creation right to Moses, we have 2,000 years. Everybody say 2,000 years. Or you could say 2 days. All right? From Moses to the coming of Jesus, right, is another 2,000 years. Or you can say 2 days. Say 2 days. So 2 plus 2 is 4. Or you could say 4 days or 4,000 years. All right? Now, remember, we have this concept of 7. All right? So we're saying, right, the coming of Jesus will be within the 6 days, and on the 7th day will be the day of rest. So hopefully you can sort of gauge, put that in your mind right now. So we're talking about 7 here, right? It's going to be 7 day. The last day is going to be a day of rest. Okay, this is going to be the time of rest here. But 6 days are going to be working, right? So we've got 2 days here, 2 days here, another 2 days here. And these are from Jesus Christ, AD 26. If you add another 2,000 years, and so far history has proven all these, Adam to Moses, 2,000, that, to Jesus, which is AD 26, where He appeared and at His baptism, is 26 AD. So 26 AD plus another 2,000 years leads us to 2026. All right, so could it be that the coming of Christ is at 2026? Now, we're not trying to dead set the date or anything like that, but the studies are showing that we are closer and closer and closer. Could it be 2026? Bill Hammond says could perhaps be 2030. Now, give and take with the Hebrew calendar or the Roman calendar, whatever it is, we don't know exactly. But the Bible does say that we can know the season and the time because of the events that needs to take place during this 3.5 years, so that we can know the times that we're living in. But all of this is to express the urgency of time. May it be 2026, may it be 2030 or 2040, whatever it may be, it is not far away. It is not far away. Studies are starting to show that. As we study the book of Daniel more and more, it begins to show that. And so what do we want to say as a result on this Mission Sunday is, can you please show that picture of the lemon on the screen, please, on that other slide? You know, pastors, you know, has been telling us, you know, they've got there's a lemon tree that's over their house. And every time that lemon drops, can I get that picture? That lemon drops, you know, it's like, you will see in a moment, but let me say this. It's like, you know, it's going to waste. It's like the souls. It's like this lemon that has dropped is now going into decay and cannot be eaten anymore. And so it's like likened to like a soul that's being lost. How many souls are falling off the trees and no one's actually collecting the harvest to bring them to Jesus? So there's this analogy here that pastor's been telling us. Look at this. Look at the tree. If we don't take care of the fruits, if we don't harvest the fruit, they're going to fall and lost, and they'll be lost. In the same way, we are being challenged and encouraged on this Mission Sunday to see souls like this, to see that Jesus, without Jesus, people are lost. And given to what we've just discussed this morning about the 70 weeks prophecy, it should stir us to awaken us to, may God help us to see the urgency of the times. I'm being challenged in this area as well to go out because people are lost without Jesus Christ. So I guess it's a word for all of us this morning to, you know, put our belts up and our shoes of the gospel and let's start going out and win souls for Jesus, because we're living in crucial times and we can see the end. We're living in the last days and those days are approaching. May God put this urgency in all of our hearts this morning on this Mission Sunday. Okay, and this one is just collected on time. Look at that, beautiful. You wanna eat that, don't you? Yep. But yeah. Okay. What, is it something complete? No, that's it. So we need to make sure we harvest it before it goes to waste. So we need to reach out to souls before it's too late.